Yes, mostly. Mostly they move. I think this is a significant difference between US and Japanese customs.
Mm-hmm.
In the US, a researcher always stay in a laboratory, never moved with their product.
With their
but in the case of Japanese industry, many people interested in managing the product or business, and not only research. So many cases, the research leader who developed a certain new product or new technology moved to the business division to practice their business and hopefully getting some profit over there.
Yes, I see. Now, do the individual engineers feel good about doing that? I mean, I know in the United States, from the maybe it's just a U.S. mentality that they just would, you'd have to force them to go on to the development or product side. Because they wouldn't want to leave the laboratory.
Mm-hmm.
What is the attitude?
Yes, I don't know the other laboratories, but especially in the case of industry, I should say that especially in the system electric, most of the people willing to move because they want to the practice.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Well, but some people, of course, want to stay in a laboratory. In such a case, we let him continue to work in a research.
Mm-hmm.
But according to my experience, it's very important to leave some portion of people in a laboratory for the next phase project or some backup research and development work for the new business group.
Mm-hmm.
So I never moved completely.
Mm-hmm.
10 or 20% should be stay there, and 70 to 80% move, and we gathered some other people to form a business group.
Mm-hmm.